Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This occasion is as significant as any in the 10 years of British broadcasting. It is a significant occasion in the history of the British Empire. How significant, it would be unwise at the moment to forecast. A great deal of experiment has yet to be done. There are many troubles to overcome. Some of these, in the technical sphere, may be worse than is at present realized. From today, however, programs will be broadcast regularly from the Empire Station. The experimental days of broadcasting, as such, are over. There must be few in any civilized country who have yet to realize that broadcasting is a development with which the future must reckon, and reckon seriously. The more consideration given to it today, the more experience gained, the more it will be realized that here is an instrument of almost incalculable importance in the social and political life of the community. Its influence will more and more be felt in the daily life of the individual, in almost every sphere of human activity, in affairs national and international. Now it becomes a connecting and coordinating link between the scattered parts of the British Empire. Here at home, from the earliest days, it has been our resolve that the great possibilities and influences of the medium should be exploited to the highest human advantage. It matters little in what order one puts its various functions. The service as a whole has been and is dedicated to the best interests of mankind. If we succeed in dispelling some of the isolation and loneliness which is the lot of so many of our kindred overseas, if we bring to them and to others some share of the amenities of the home country and of metropolitan interests and culture, which for one reason or another may not be fully available, if we can induce among the constituent parts of the empire a greater understanding and a greater sympathy, if we can broadcast at home some programs from overseas, if, in general, as is our hope, the several far scattered units of the family may be drawn closer together, then our efforts, which culminate in a preliminary sense today, and definitely in the afternoon of Christmas Day, when His Majesty the King will speak for the first time to the Empire as a whole, then, I say, our efforts are amply rewarded. As to programs, don't expect too much in the early days. For some time we shall transmit comparatively simple programs to give the best chance of intelligible reception and provide evidence as to the type of material most suitable for the service in each zone. The programs will neither be very interesting nor very good. We must broadcast material of all sorts and check up zone by zone how it is received, and then the program material will be altered so as to give better results. Apart from technical information, we want to know the kind of material you would like to have from us and the time. But please remember the limitations of short-wave work, for it may be necessary for you to confine your suggestions to that type of program which experience shows to be capable of good transmission to your own zone. I suppose we are considering primarily those who possess short-wave receiving sets and who are out of touch with local broadcasting organizations. But we shall also expect and welcome requests from overseas broadcasting organizations to relay our programs. And now we send you greetings from London and from Broadcasting House and the BBC in particular. And we believe this to be the beginning of an association happy and useful and important in the annals of empire.